Morning, Andy Johnson here, Advertising Week Europe. Our next guest is multi-talented. He was a stand-up comedian. He's got an engineering degree. He does hosting. He's an author. Is there nothing you don't do, Chris Denton? Welcome.
There's a couple of things I don't do.
Oh, good.
But I don't know if
can
we
talk about
I don't
them
know if
or
we
not?
Can, I don't know if we can discuss them here today.
Let's not talk about them then. talk about, first of all, your podcast.
Yes.
Amazingly successful in the States. Talk us through it.
It's called Innovation Crush, kind of profiling rock stars of innovation. I like to say the show's a cross between Fast Company and The Daily Show. And we have a lot of fun exploring different pillars and tenets of innovation and how it happens and who's making it happen and what exactly is it.
And it's very popular.
Yes. So we have about 750,000 followers around the globe. U.S. and Canada probably are our top two markets, followed by the U.K. So you guys are like number three or four.
Are we quite up to speed with podcasting here in the UK? I mean, we're getting there, aren't we?
I don't think anybody's up to speed with podcasts. I mean, it's a relatively just new form of storytelling, at least from a popularity perspective. It's been around for, you know, a dozen or so years. But if you take, we were talking earlier, like if you take the top 20 or 100 podcasts in the UK versus the US, you'll probably see equal numbers of engagement. I think in the US, you just have a lot more volume of people creating podcasts and, you know, the varying levels of consistency and quality in some cases.
Why do you like it as a medium?
I'm a nosy guy. Like, love asking people. What did you? And even like, you know, the 5-minute briefing we had, it's like you already knew where you wanted to go with this, and it's that bold curiosity and getting to ask nosy questions to amazing people is that's the heart of it. And at the end of it is also, for me as an innovator, you know, I want to surround myself with those sorts of individuals that I can learn with, collaborate with, and kind of push to the forefront of pop culture to an extent.
And as we're at Advertising Week Europe, we can advertise, so
let's advertise.
This is Chris's book. Tell us about your book.
This book is called, let me see,
have you seen it before?
My book is called Crushing the Box: 10 Essential Rules for Breaking Essential Rules. So
tell us about it.
So it's basically a lot of things that I've learned through these conversations and through my own experience running innovation teams at, you know, OMD, the Omnicom Media Group. And what are those 10 principles of how do you make innovation happen? But also, these are rules for breaking the rules. True innovation, like, gives us something we've never seen before.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, a little bit of an idiom in terms of language, but and things like empathy, right? We talk about empathy. We talk about this idea of micro failures. The chapter is called Death by 1,000 Slaps.
Oh.
You know, one slap won't kill you. Right? 1,000 may hurt you. And it's these little micro failures that eat away at
that
us.
That sounds
every day.
A bit painful, 1,000. That's
yes, yeah. It's, I'm a martial arts fan, so it's like it's.
Keep back. Don't hit me. I should have worn my glasses. I knew I should have worn my glasses. But in terms of how you've been pushing this here at Advertising Week Europe, are you trying to sell the message of innovation to people, how they can take it on board? What's your feel on that?
I believe innovation doesn't just belong in the business world, right? It's how you communicate with your kids. It's a new route you might take to work, a new app you might use for a certain thing, or it is how you revolutionize an industry, right? But it's the same sort of mechanics. I believe in this phrase where it's, forget it now. Oh, how what got you here won't get you there. And we're all looking to evolve in some way, shape, or form. So how do we go about that? And those new mechanics, those new things that we need to know, need to be introduced in a way. Like, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but yes, you can.
And I guess some people are a bit scared by it, aren't they? They're not quite sure whether to put the toe in the water of innovation or what it quite means. But actually, you got to leap in and go forward.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be like a bold, like, leave everything behind. We're jumping. Like, we're doing this now. It's really structuring your organization, your team, your process to at least allow yourself to experiment. Right? If you save 3% of your resources for, like, let's try this thing and build the safety net under it. It doesn't have to be just a bold leap into the darkness.
Are these the sort of things you've been talking about when you've been on panels here at Advertising Week Europe?
Yes. So today we talked about brands and podcasting and what they're expecting and how, you know, consumers are engaging. Earlier in the week, I hosted an event on fintech, and we were looking at, like, how financial technology is changing and the psychology of transaction and what's happening around the globe. You know, you look at things like Brexit or, you know, the administration in the United States and how that's affecting global economies and how, you know, now you've got technology that allows people to take financial, like, that's your lifeblood, is your money, into your own hands. So it's really this broad spectrum, but the same principles at the end of the day.
How much did you learn, certainly from how to talk to an audience, from doing your stand-up routines? Because it can be audiences at stand-up can be notoriously difficult, can't they? Was it a real learning experience for you?
Great question, Andy, because in my new book, Crushing the Box, 10 Essential Rules for Breaking Essential Rules.
Second plug, folks, second plug. I hope I'm going to get a free copy
of
this.
No, the first chapter actually compares stand-up comedy to innovation.
Right.
And it is that same sort of thing. It's these skills where you learn to listen, you learn to read a room. If I'm saying something and you're not actually responding, I may come back to you and then finally find that thing that actually is working. So whatever my message or my product or my service is, it's that ability to listen. And it's something we learn in grade school. It's listen first. And don't just hear, listen. And you're an active listener. And then just even knowing where to meander or like go in a new direction with a conversation or a pitch, you know, or pivoting a company.
What about dealing with hecklers, people who shout stuff out?
it's the same thing. You're always going to have roadblocks. You're going to have things that get in your way, and you have to get over them, and you have to find your own sort of mechanic. I talked to a guy recently. He said he was in a pitch, and there was someone, like the CEO was asleep in their business pitch, and he's like, I wish I had said X, Y, and Z. And that is a heckler, right? In the business world, that's the worst heckle you can get.
You can't get worse than that, lower than that, can you really?
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, we quickly started having a dialogue about, like, what he could have done next time. Because you will have somebody, they may not be asleep, but they'll be drifting off or on their phone. And there's this delicate balance of, I want your money or your business, but also want your attention. You jerk. No.
Is he talking to me then? I'm not sure. No. We've just met each other. And I plugged his book twice as well. I was going to say. Talking of which, let's do a third plug while we're here.
It's the last day.
Book launch tonight.
Yes. In my book.
I believe this is the book here.
Crushing the Box.
Right. Is that the one there?
10 Essential Rules for Breaking Essential Rules.
I forgot what it was called.
No, we're doing a launch event at the Ned this evening. We have a really intimate room. I brought 40 books with me. I smuggled them on the plane because of the whole tariff situation that's happening across borders.
I'm terrified by it, frankly. I'm not even start reading it. Terrified.
No, it was a good point.
I thought you said terrified.
Terrified.
I beg your pardon.
No, it'll be a book launch at the Ned, and we're going to just have a good time. You know, it'll be a little bit of reading, a little bit of Q&A, a little bit of fun, and libations always help. So,
that's my motto. Libations always help, especially today. I've got so many interviews. Look, brilliant to meet you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. This is the book. You may have heard about it today. Launch tonight. Come and see Chris about a copy. Chris, lovely to meet you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Of course, keep talking to us. #AWEurope.